This is Jeff at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia, bringing you our May 2026 fly fishing podcast based on the outlook of what we think is going to happen through the month of May. Right now, everything in the Shenandoah Valley is starting to drop back as far as water levels go. Waters are in great condition as far as temperatures go, meaning the fish are active. The river's running somewhere in the low 60s. The brook trout streams are running somewhere in the mid 50s. All the stock trout streams are somewhere between 55 and 62 or 63 on a particularly warm afternoon. This means the fish are eager to feed and very willing to take our flies. The water level's dropping, so it means everything's getting a little bit spookier. Smallmouth bass are in their pre-spawn. I've even seen some pairing up, getting ready to spawn. Right now, we're still throwing big streamers, and through the month of May, you'll do well by doing that. Throw something big at them, like a number two Olive Gallup's Dungeon, or a one-aught brown CJ Sluggo, or a one-aught gray and white Murditch Minnow. Later in the month, we'll start to be able to pick them up on top. I've already been catching a few on top right now, but that's kind of hit or miss on the warm afternoons. If you're going under and want to go with something other than a streamer, look toward a olive crayfish, about a number four, or a number four black helgramite. Right now, one of my favorite patterns to use up on top is that deer hair mouse rat. Grease it up with enough silicone floating to keep it floating high. Go out there with a 2x leader stripped across the tails of pools in the slower water. Oftentimes you'll get some aggressive strikes this time of the year as the bass are beginning to think about their spawning. As far as popping bugs, later in the month they're going to be doing well if the water temperatures stay the way they are now. Typically the end of May generates some good topwater activity on a normal year, and this year the water's low and things seem to be warming up a little faster than normal, so I expect that will be good. And go with a 2x bass bug leader, 9 foot. As far as your streamer fishing goes, go with 2x fluorocarbon leader. Stay about 6 foot long. Go with an intermediate or a sink tip 3 fly line. With those, slow, steady strips are going to be most effective when the water temperature's in the 50s. As it warms up into the 60s, you'll do a little better by stripping faster. As far as our mountain trout fishing goes, the brook trout streams are dropping back. We've been doing well in our schools with dry fly action and underwater. As far as our topwater action goes, little Yellowstone flies are coming off like crazy right now. We're starting to see a few light Cahills. The March Browns are around. I haven't had much success on the larger dry fly patterns. Been getting a lot of refusals, so we're doing a little bit better dropping back, going to a 16 Mr. Rapidan parachute. Though that doesn't exactly imitate Mother Nature, the brook trout seem to be a little more willing to hit it. We're down to 6x on all of those leaders. I'm using a 6 foot 6x mountain leader, and it won't be long. The water level keeps dropping. We'll be down to a 7.5 foot 6x classic leader. As far as your protagons go, stay small. Stay with a 14 or a 16, and either that French, which is a blackish color, or that red, to entice those attractor type strikes. As far as the brookies themselves go, they are getting spooky, so the more you sneak, the better off you're going to do. On our stock trout streams, they're starting to warm up a little bit. We're having some blue-winged olives come off on the overcast days. Go with an 18 Mr. Rapidan parachute. For those, don't hesitate to go down to 6x tippet material with that. Generally, you can get away with a 9-foot 5x classic leader with your dry fly patterns, and I'd go to 4x fluorocarbon from underwater patterns right now on those streams. And I'm going with some olive or black marauders and a number 10. Don't hesitate to throw a number 10 Murray's crayfish out there. A lot of crayfish are active right now in their stock trout streams. And fishing down across with those streamers and dead drifting that crayfish. Go with a number 16 purple blowtorch if you're going with a nymph or you want to swing nymph these guys. Something that's going to get to the bottom, but not just sit on the bottom. If you find that's just sitting on the bottom too much, reposition yourself so you're fishing a little bit faster current, or go to a lighter pattern. Like a number 14 or number 16 Pertagon, or a number 16 Mr. Rapidan Emerger. As for the topwater activity going on in the stock trout streams, a lot of little Yellowstone flies around. You're going to see some caddis flies flying around. You'll see the occasional light Cahill and some blue-winged owls coming off on the overcast days. Blue-winged owls go with the number 18, Mr. Rapidan, Parachute. Light Cahill go with the number 14, Light Cahill Dry. The goal here is to get a drag-free drift. Some of these fish have been in the stream for a couple of months now, and they're in tune with what's going on as far as drag. So it's your job to get that fly out there to them with that drag-free drift. I like to use a 9-foot classic leader, tapered down to 5X, maybe even 6X as the water levels continue to drop. That pretty well sums up the month of May here in the Shenandoah Valley. Water levels keep dropping. The brook trout fishing is going to get pretty tough here fairly quickly as we get into June, so don't hesitate to get out there and hit those streams sooner than later. If you need help or want to book a trip or sign up for one of our schools, give us a call at 540-984-4212 or check us out online at murraysflyshop.com. Thank you very much, and hope you have a good time fishing.